Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom. And here we're at the first day, the eve right here for the first day of the Shabuah, first day of the strong, Shabuah Tov, Shabuah Tawa, a good seven, good week, the Shabuah, Shabuah from Sheba, the seven right there, Melkam Ehud and the Royal Amharic right here. Yes, so what do we have here? We have 37 sabbatical study, we have the Haftarah, as well as we have the Brit Chadasha. Very interesting to compare and contrast the witnesses, the spies, the scouts, 40 years later. You know, 40 years later. So we're going to pick up with Joshua, Yehoshua, right? Also with Hebrews right here. And also some more of the Rhema, the right now word, as it said that all the scriptures written for I and I admonition. Upon whom the ends of the world here in the latter days, the end times of the Gentiles, this 400 plus year, this system, the Babylonian system. Yeah, that'll be a good tune right here at the start right here. As we're coming out of this spiritual Babylon, city that's known as Babylon in Egypt. Here. I see the signs of the time. Babylonian system.
What you wanted us to be. We are what we are. That's the way it's going to be. If you don't know, you can't educate us for no equal opportunity. Talking about my freedom. People
brought you here.
allegory right there, trotting the wine press, even here in the season, reason of the season, the harvest season, you know, the end of the Gentile world system is like trotting the wine press. Very interesting in that tune right there, Babylon System there by BMW, Bob Marley and the Wailers. You know, trying to educate us for some equal opportunity. But we're talking about our freedom. Think about it, take everything from I and anyone I to strive for equal opportunity after everything been taken for I, but we're talking about I freedom. Very interesting. I think enough ones haven't picked up on that trick right there, equal opportunity. You know, we definitely are not inferior, you know, so we're talking about equal opportunity, you know. Interesting in the contrast, taking this like word, still in the Mimeti, the iditation, and hopefully the item iditating on what occurs in this 37th sabbatical study. We could call it all about intel. It's about just the information. How are they looking at the land? Were they looking at it subjectively? How one's looking at Africa, is it subjectively, you know, or Ethiopia, is it subjectively, or is it objectively? And what about the word? What about the prophecy? But how was the spies, the scouts, how were they looking at the land? You know, we can clearly see that there's a lot of subjective, you know, they wasn't looking at it objectively, right? But anyway, my brothers and sisters, just that word there, it says about trying to educate us for equal opportunity. You know what I mean? For equal opportunity. Equal with who? You know what I mean? Equal opportunity. We're talking about I freedom. Right here on the eve of the first day here, a.k.a. some will say Sunday, first day service here, Sunday service, first day service. We still have more for this. Shalach Lika. Here, the Psalm 24 here, the Psalm for the first day of the Shabuah, the first day of the strong Shabuah, Tob, Tawab, a good strong seven right here. Let's begin off. Right?
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Selah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflatia!
The whole place is doomed.
And here, the eve of the first day praises, eyes is right here, Psalm 24, Prince 5.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, with the earth that there that dwell therein. For he hath found it upon the sea, and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that have clean hands and a pure heart, who are not lifted of his souls unto vanity, nor sword deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation, y'all. Yeah. This is a generation of them that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your head, ye gates, and let the kings of glory come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord mighty, mighty in battle. Lift up thy gates, and let the King of glory come in. Yeah. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. We hear that deer that dwells therein, yeah. For he had found it up on the sea and established it up on the flood. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that have cleansed and have pure in heart, who are not lifted up his souls unto vanity, nor sow deceitfully. He shall receive a blessing from his Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Yeah. Who have eyes to see, let them see. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither envious against the workers of iniquity. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, yeah. For he that found it up on the sea and established it up on the flood. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that have clean hands and a pure in heart, who are not lifted up his souls unto vanity, nor so deceitfully. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Lift up thy everlasting door and let the King of glory come in. Yeah. Down inside the stone was a rolling in a Babylon. A black, black stone was rolling in a Babylon. Daniel saw the stone, yeah. Daniel saw the stone was a rolling in a Babylon. Daniel saw the stone, black, black stone, yeah. The earth is a lot and the foolish thereof, with ear that dwells therein. For he had found it up on the sea and established it up on the flood.
You named a God and is terrible among men, even no like the name. Yes, and you named a God and is among men, we them no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, I watch how we can tremble, we them no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, I watch how we can tremble, we them no like your name.
I and I are the black Jews, and Israel king is Israel God, and upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I,
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Yes, sir. Before we ride up right here with Joshua the Haftarah and the Brit Hadasha, the Psalm 64, that correspond in this season here with the 37th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, I was reminded of this right here with Prince Farah when he talked about the Black Stone and Daniel prophecy. He was going to play Dennis Brown, Children of Israel. You know, he said, for those who want to know the truth, there's the book of Daniel, not recorded in the Haftarah, right, or rather in the in the Midrash, the study of today's daily psalm, or Psalm 64, touched on Daniel's prophecy. And then in Psalm 24, that chant right there, the first day Psalm 24, the Prince Farai, he also speaks about that stone in Babylon. That stone in Babylon speaking to the prophecy. So we'd like to share just a little bit on the Midrash right here.
Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrow, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep, is deep, is deep. God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God. For they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory, shall glory, shall glory.
מזמור שמח דלת למנצח מזמור לדוד. שמע אלוהים קולי ושיחי, מפחד אויב תיצור חיי. תסתירני מסוד מרעים, מרגשת פועלי אבן, אשר שננו חרב לשונם, דרכו חיצם דבר מר. לראות במסתרים תם, פתאום יורוהו ולא ייראו, יחזקו למו דבר רע, יספרו לתמון מוקשים, אמרו מי יראה למו. יחפשו עולות, תמנו חפץ מחופש בקרב איש ולב עמוק, ויורם אלוהים חץ פתאום, היו מתקותם. ויחשילוהו עליהם ולשונם, יתנודדו כל רועבם. ויראו כל אדם, ויגידו פועל אלוהים, ומעשהו ישכילו. ישמח צדיק באדוני וחסבו, ויתהללו כל ישרי לב.
Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrow, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep, is deep, is deep. God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory, shall glory, shall glory, shall glory, shall glory, shall glory.
Tell them hard work that got the key to success. No come here for the kill. I make them know the prophecy will have been fulfilled. Think of the prophesy. I burn out all the gates and them I burn out all the fight. I rise up with the truth. I still come to motivate the youth. Alright, them wonder how we do it and survive. Them wonder how we do it and stay alive. Them wonder how we do it and survive. I told the cleanest out with that and true and I'm gonna compromise. No wonder how we do it on the right. Them I wonder how we do it and survive. Them I wonder how we do it and we still and stay alive. And the cleanest out with that and we survive. Alright, it's not about the fun, it is not about the fame. Long tested, that is the name of the game. You have to know how to claim and know to reclaim. Well, righteousness, me say we have to come proclaim. Well, righteousness, they get to use them on the stress. Rise above the sea, I give a lot of praises to his majesty. Rise above the grudge, until them tell them out, they must carry some love. Think of the prophesy, I burn out all the traitors and the spies from his chest. It's not about your vocal and it's not about your belt. It's not about your vanity, it's not about your wealth. It's not about your counter and it's not about yourself. It's all about the other and it's all about yourself. It's all about your link to the sea and no one else. It's not about your dollars and it's not about yourself. It's all about a cleaner and a clear content. The prophet in the same makes sense. Yo! For the better and the best, I tell them hard work that has the key to success. I make them know the prophecy will have been fulfilled. qualified. Right with the truth. Alright, I know I'm going to take the load. When them choose, bless them, Jah. When them choose, bless them, Jah. When them do, bless them, Jah. Send them to. Come again. When them choose, bless them, Jah. When them do, bless them, Jah. When them do, bless them, Jah. Send them to. Whoa. When them choose, bless them, Jah. When them do, bless them, Jah. When them
مزمور 63 በቅንፍ 64 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ ወደ አንተ በለመንኩ ጊዜ ጸሎቴን ስማኝ ከጠላትም ፍርሃት ነፍሴን አድን ከክፉዎች ሸንጎ ከአመፀኞችም ብዛት ሰውረኝ እንደ ሰይፍ ምላሳቸውን አሰሉ መራራ ነገርን ለማድረግ ንጹሑንም በስውር ለመንደፍ ቀስትን ገተሩ ድንገት ይነድፉታል አይፈሩምም ለነርሱ ለራሳቸው ክፉ ነገርን አጠኑ ወጥመድን ይሰውሩ ዘንድ ተማከሩ ማንስ ያየናል ይላሉ አመጽን ፈለጓል ሲፈቱንም አለቁ የሰው የውስጥ ሐሳቡና ልቡ የጠለቀ ነው እግዚአብሔርም ከፍ ከፍ የድንገትን ፍላጻ ያቆስላቸዋል አንደበታቸው ያሰናክላቸዋል የሚያዋቸውም ሁሉ ይደነግጣሉ ሰዎች ሁሉ ፈሩ የእግዚአብሔርንም ሥራ ተናገሩ ሥራውንም አስተዋል ጻድቅ በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይለዋል በርሱም ይታመናል ልባቸውም የቀና ሁሉ እልል ይላሉ
Psalm 64 Hear my voice O God in my prayer preserve my life from fear of the enemy preserve my life from fear of the enemy preserve my life from fear of the enemy Psalm 64 Hear my voice O God in my prayer preserve my life from fear of the enemy hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows even bitter words that they may shoot in secret at the perfect suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, Who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep, is deep, is deep. God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory, shall glory, shall glory. For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen. Saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name.
Mizmor Samek Dalet, Psalm 64. For the leader, a psalm of David. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Mizmor Samek Dalet. Samek Dalet. Lanatayach Mizmor Litawi. Shema Elohim Koli. Vitzichi. Mi Pachada Oyev. Mizmor Samek Dalet. Psalm 64. For the leader, a psalm of David. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Mizmor Samek Dalet. Samek Dalet. Lanatayach Mizmor Litawi. Shema Elohim Koli. Vitzichi. Mi pachada oyev, titzor chayai. Hear midrash on today's Psalm Mizmor Samek Dalet, Samek Dalet, Psalm 64, Psalm LXIV, Lanatzeach, Mizmor Lidawid, for the leader, for the chief musician, Lanatzeach, Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, intonation, Isis, Mizmor Lidawid, of David, of the well-beloved. Shema Elohim, Koli, B'sichi. Hear my voice, O Elohim. Shema, Shema, Shema. Hear, Elohim, O Elohim. Koli, my voice. B'sichi, B'sichi, B'sichi. In my prayer, in my complaint, in my meditation, in my agitation. B'sichi, B'sichi. Mi pachad, mi pachad. From the dread, from the fear, mi pachad oyev, mi pachad oyev, from the fear, the dread of the enemy, of the oyev, titzor chayai, titzor, preserve, protect, guard, natar, titzor, titzor chayai, preserve my life. And here, Hebraically, this is the Aleph and the Beit verses, the first to second verses Hebraically of Psalm 64. For the leader, a psalm of David. Hear my voice, O Elohim, in my prayer, in my meditation, in my complaint. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Lanatzeach, mizmor lidawi, shema Elohim, koli b'sichi, mi pachad oyev, titzor chayai. These words are to be read in the light and illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret to his servants, the prophets. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret to his servants, the prophets. Ki lo ya'iseh Adonai Yehoweh davar ki'im galah soto illa evadayo ha'nevi'im. Surely, Adonai Yahweh, Adonai, he who be who he be, will do nothing. Ki lo ya'iseh Adonai Yahweh, davar ki'im gala sodo il evadayo ha'nevi'im. But he revealeth his secret. Ki'im gala sodo. Ki'im gala sodo. He revealeth his secret. Gala sodo il ibadayo hanabiyi. He revealeth his secret, sodo, his secret to his servants, ibadayo hanabiyi, the prophets. Rav ta Khalifa maintained, Hakadosh Baruchu, the Holy One, blessed be he, made known to Dawi, to David, what would be done to Daniel. And here, Midrash note, the entire Mizmor, the entire Psalm, the entire Isis, the entire chant is interpreted as a prayer by David in behalf of Daniel, of Daniel. Indeed, had the Goyim, the Gentiles, the nationalities, international community, had HaGoyim, any power at all to do anything to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, blessed be he, they would have done it. This, the sons of Korach, of Korah, Korah, implied when they said, they have cast fire into thy sanctuary, in Psalm 74, verse 7. Shilchu va'esha miyak edasheka, they have set fire, shilchu ba'esh. thy sanctuary into thy sanctuary. Shilchu ba'esh mikdasheka. They have set mikdasheka, thy mikdash, thy sanctuary, thy holy place, on fire. Ba'esh, ba'esh. Shilchu ba'esh mikdasheka. That is, had Hagoyim, had the heathen, the Gentiles, the nationalities, the nations been able to ascend so as to break into Hashemayim, into the heavens, they would have broken in for the words. But now they break down the carved work thereof with axes and hammers, even from Psalm 74, hear, 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 from Mizmor, Mizmor, Ein Dalet, Ein Dalet, Psalm 74, Psalm LXXIV, where it reads, but now they break down the carved work thereof with axes and hammers. Psalm 74, hear, 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 verse 6. Ve'ata pituchecha yachad ve'chashil ve'chelafota yahelomun. They, and now, all the carved work thereof together, they strike down with hatchet and hammers. Ve'ata pituchecha yachad ve'chashil ve'chelafota yahelomun. This means that since Hagoyim, since the heathen, the Gentiles, the nationalities were unable to break into Shemayim, heaven, they broke down the sanctuary on earth. They broke down the sanctuary on the earthly plane. Here, here, here. Midrash, Midrash note here to Mizmor Samech Dalet. Psalm 74 is attributed to Asaph. The inclusion of Asaph among the three sons of Korach, this follows the opinion of Rav Yochanan. And here, 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 this is also a reference to Psalm 74, verses 2-3. Zikor edateka kanita k'edem, galta sheveta nachlateka, har zion ze shekhanta ba'u, ha rima p'fi ameka le ma shuota netzach, kol hera'a oyeva v'kodesh. Remember, Zikor, thy congregation, thy aggregation, Zikor edateka, that thou hast gotten of old. Kanita k'edem, that thou hast purchased, thou hast gotten from the k'edem. Zikor edateka, kanita k'edem, that thou hast redeemed to be the tribe of thine inheritance. Galta sheveta nachlateka, and Mount Zion, and Mount Zion, wherein thou hast dwelt, and Mount Zion, this Mount Zion, Har Zion ze, Har Zion ze, Shakanta Bau, wherein thou hast dwelt, Shakanta Bau, Harima Fi'ameka Le Mashuota Netach, lift up thy steps, Fi'ameka, Harima Fi'ameka, lift up thy steps, because of the perpetual ruins. Le mashuot netzach. Even all the evil that the enemy hath done in the sanctuary. Kol hera'a oyeb bakodesh. 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 Zikor edateka. Zikor edateka. Anitak edem. Dalta sheveta nachlateka. Har zion ze shakanta bawu. Harima fe'ameka le mashuot netzach, kol hera'a oyev bakodesh. And the words, the kings of the earth stand up, and the rulers take counsel together to gather against Jehovah, against he who be, who he be, and against Meshicho, against his anointed, his Messiah, against his Christ, even Christ in his kingly character. Yitayatzavu malkei eretz ve'nozori, V'roznim nostu yachad ali Yehovah v'al Meshicho. The kings of the earth stand up. Yitayatzavu malkei eretz. And the rulers, v'roznim, and the rulers, nostu yachad, take counsel together. V'roznim nostu yachad, against he who be, who he be, against Jehovah, ali Yehovah, and against his anointed, v'al Meshicho. Mizmor Beit, Psalm 2, verse 2. This means that because Hagoyim, the nations and nationalities, because the heathen could not prevail against Ha'el, Ha'elohim in Shemaim, in heaven, they took counsel against Daniel, as is said. All the presidents of the kingdom, the prefects and the satraps, to counsel together that the king should establish a statute and make a strong interdict, that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, except of thee, I, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the interdict and sign the writing. Hear, hear, Daniel chapter 6, verses 8 to 9a. Ita ya'atu kola sarkeya malukuta siganaiya va'e hashdara penaiya hadavaraiya ua fache vata le kayama kiyama malka ula takafa esar dia kola dia yiva'eya va'ua min kola la ve'enasha ada yomima telatina lahena minak Malka yita remeya legova ara yavata. All the presidents of the kingdoms, the prefects and the satraps, the ministers and the governors have consulted together that the king should establish a statute and make a stronger edict that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save except of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Ka'ana malka tikima E Sara ve tira shuma ktava dia la le hashanaya kdata madaya ua farasa dia la te day. Now, O king, establish the interdict, sign the writing, that it be not changed, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, that altereth not. The presidents and the satraps said to Darius, art thou not a king to do just such? All kings establish statutes and make laws, as it is said, even in Daniel chapter 6, verse 9b, according to the law of the Medes and Persians. Kadata madai ua faras, according to the law of the Medes and Persians. Kadata madai ua faras. But in thy lifetime, thou hast not established any statutes. The king, hearing them say, now, O king, establish the interdict and sign the writing. Ka'an malka tikima esara we tirshuma katava. Now, O king, establish the interdict and sign the writing. Ka'an malka tikima esara we tirshuma katava. He gave in to them when he heard them say, now, O king, establish the interdict and sign the writing. Gave in to them. And King Darius signed the writing and the interdict. Even here, Daniel chapter 6, verse 9a and verse 10. Kola kvela dina malka dara yaves, dariyavesa, ri shama katava ve esara. Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the interdict. Kola kvela dina malka dariyavesa rishama katava we sara. And when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, his windows being open in his chamber toward Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed. Hear, Daniel chapter 6, verse 11. Ve Daniel kadia yida'a dia reshima katava Allah le vaite ve kavina pe tiyahana le be yalite negeda Yerushalayim ve zinina tilata ve yoma hu bareka ala bira kohia ua me tsaleya ua modeya kodama elahe kola kvela dia hiva aveda mina kadamata dina. And when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house. Now his windows were open in his upper chamber toward Jerusalem. And he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime, saying, "Hear my voice, O God, Elohim. In my prayer, preserve my life from the terror of the enemy." Shema Elohim Koli V'Sichi Mi Pachad Oyev Titzor Chayai. Hear my voice, O Elohim. Hear Shema Elohim. Hear Elohim Koli, my voice. V'Sichi B'Sichi, in my prayer, in my meditation, in my complaint. Mi Pachad Oyev Titzor Chayai. Preserve my life from the terror, from the dread of the enemy. Mi Pachad Oyev. When they sought out Daniel, they found him as he stood praying, as it is said. Then these men came tumultuously and found Daniel, praying and making supplication before his God. Hear, Daniel chapter 6, verse 12. Edayin guvaraya ileka haregishu v'hashekahu li Daniel ba'eha. Then these men came tumultuously, and found Daniel, making petition and supplication before his God. Edayin guvraya ileka haregishu v'hashekahu li Daniel ba'eha. Ua mita chanena kodam elaheya. Whereupon Daniel uttered the following words, Lifnei Elohim, before Elohim, the true God. These men come tumultuously upon me. Hide me from the counsel of evildoers, from the tumult of the workers of iniquity. Even here, today's psalm, Mizmor Samek Dalet, Psalm 64, verse 3. Tasatereinia misoda miraim, mea rikshata po ele aven. Hide me, tastereini, hide I, tastereini, misoda miraim, from the soda council of the evildoers, tastereini, misoda miraim, mea rikshata po ele aven. From the tumult, may rikshat of the workers, po'elei of iniquity, po'elei aveh. As soon as the presidents and satraps found the means, they approached the king, as is said. They came near him and spoke before the king concerning the king's interdict. Hast thou not signed an interdict that every man that shall make petition to any god or man within 30 days, save to thee, except to thee, I, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, "The thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, that altereth not." Then answered they and said before the king, "That Daniel, who is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the interdict that thou hast signed, but make his petition three times a day." Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to rescue him. Daniel chapter 6, verses 13 to 15. Bedayina rivu ve amrina kodama malaka ala esara malaka hela esara re eshamta di kola enasha di yivaya mina kola elaha ve enasha al ada yomina tilatina lahena minaka malaka yitar meya le gov ara yavata aneya malaka ve amara yatsiva. Milita kata madaya ufaresa di la te ideia. Then they came near and spoke before the king concerning the king's edict. Hast thou not signed an interdict that every man that shall make petition to any god or man within 30 days, save to the eye, except to the eye, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, that altereth not. Be dayina noa vi amrina kodama malika di Daniel di mina bneya geluta di Yehuda la sama elaik malika te aima vi alai sara di re shamta vi zimanina tilata be yoma ba eya ba ute. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, the Daniel, who is of the children of the captivity of Judah, that Daniel, dia Daniel, dia mina b'neya galuta, dia Yehud, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the interdict that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition 3 times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, E dayina malika kudia miyalita shema'a, was sore displeased and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to rescue him. E dayina malika kudia milita shema'a sagia be eish. Elohia vi ala Daniela sambala le sheza vute vi ada me aleia shimsha heva misha tadar le hats alute. As the presidents and the satraps reproached the king, he said, look you are not to be believed. And so they kept quiet the whole day. At the going down of the sun, Daniel began to pray, saying, because of these wicked men, these ratchet men, should not a man pray? Hence, here it is said, the king labored till the going down of the sun to rescue him. Ada me aleya shimsha wa miyeshitadara lehatz alute. And he labored till the going down of the sun to rescue him. And here, Midrash note, the sense seems to be more logical if one assumes that the speaker was the king, rather than Daniel. Quote, at the going down of the sun, Daniel began to pray. He, the king, Malka, had said, because of these ratchet men, he, Daniel, will not pray. Hence, it is said, the king labored till the going down of the sun to rescue him. The king challenged Daniel's accusers to prove that Daniel was violating the edict, and hoped that knowing of the accusation, Daniel would be careful not to pray. But when at sundown Daniel prayed, nevertheless, the king could no longer protect him. So here the point being that it's the king who is saying because of these wicked men, he will not pray, and therefore the king labored till the going down of the sun to rescue Daniel. But when the sun went down, Daniel prayed nevertheless. Thus the king could no longer protect him. Surely, if Daniel did what he did for the sake of a prayer that a man may omit without fear of being cut down by heaven or being put to death by a court, how much more ought we, I and I, to heed other obligations for whose neglect we are liable to be cut down by Shemayim, by heaven, or put to death by a court. And although the king sought to save Daniel, he could not do so. For the presidents and the satraps said to him, quote, Thou hast told us, you are not to be believed. Behold, thou hast seen for thyself. Then, as scripture says, the king commanded, and they brought Daniel Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Hear, hear, hear. Daniel chapter 6, verse 17. Bedaina malaka mara wi haitina li Daniel urmoa le guba di aryavata ane malaka wi amara le Daniel e lahak di an teh palach le bi te rim te dima bi te dira hu ye sheza vinak. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spoke and said to Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Elahak di anit palach le bi te dira hu ye sheza vinak. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. Daniel chapter 6, verse 18. It. Vehetayita evena chida, ve sumata alapuma guba. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. But whence? Where? Where stones in Babylon? From where are stones in Babylon? But whence stones in Babylon? This stone flew from the land of Israel, the Eretz Israel, and came to rest at the mouth of a den. Rav Huna, in the name of Rav Jose, interpreted the word Eben, stone, as meaning that an angel, in the likeness of a lion, came and sat at the mouth of the den. Minyani? And the proof? The verse, my God hath sent his angel, and hath shut the lion's mouths. And they have not hurt me, and they have not hurt me. Daniel chapter 6, verse 23. My God hath sent his angel, and hath shut the lion's mouth, and they have not hurt me. Elahi shalach maleke ua segar pum aryarata vitla chevaluni kola kveladiya. Or damo hia zaku hia shite kahata li afa ko damaik malaka chivula la avadet. My God have sent his angel and have shut the lion's mouth. Elahi shalach malakeya ua segara puma aryawata, and they have not hurt. And they have not hurt me. Vit la chibuluni. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O King, have I done no hurt. Kola kirela dia koda mohia zakua hia shite kachat li with afa koda maik malka. Chibula la abdate. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were diversions brought before him, and his sleep fled from him. Daniel chapter 6, verse 19. Edayina izala malka lehikaleha Uavatat evata ve dachivana la hanaela kodamohia ve shinateha nadata elohi. Then the king went to his palace and fasted and passed the night fasting. Neither were diversions brought before him, and his sleep fled from him. For he said, what did this affliction, that I should be the cause of this man's dying? See in me that made it come. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came near to the den to Daniel, he cried with a pained voice, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Hear Daniel chapter 6, verse 20 and 21. Vedayin malka bia shifara fara yikuma bi nagriha
Uave hite behalla le guba di ariawata izala.
Then the king rose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions.
Uaka mika reve le guba le daniela bikala etziva ze ika aneya malka ve amar le daniel. Daniel veda eyalaha chaya. Elahaka dia an tehe palacha le bia te dira hayakila le she zavutaka mina aryawata.
And when he came near to the den to Daniel, he cried with a pained voice. The king spoke and said to Daniel, 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 veidailaha chaya. O Daniel, servant of the living God, Daniel, Eved, Eilaha, Chaya, is thy God, Eilahaka, is thy God whom thou servest continually, itinually, able to deliver thee, the I, from the lions.
Daniel, Eved, Eilaha, Chaya, Eilahaka, Dia, Anitihe, Palachale. Bita dira haikila le shezavuta kamina ariyawata.
And though Daniel heard, he did not answer because he was reading the Shema. Then said Daniel to the king, O king, live forever. My God have sent his angel, and have shut the lion's mouths. Daniel chapter 6, verse 23.
Elahi Ashalacha Maleke Ua Sigari Puma Ariawata.
My God, Elahi, has sent his angel Shalacha Maleke and shut the lion's mouths.
Ua Sigar Pum Ariawata.
Ua Sigar Pum Ariawata. Ariawata? Ariawata, and shut the lion's mouth.
With la chabeluni,
and they have not hurt me. With la chabeluni. How did this happen? When Daniel went down to the lions, they became like tame beasts in his presence. As is said, the lion, which is mighty and turneth not away for any, became a tame beast. Even in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Mashal, in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 30. The lion, that is mighty, and turneth not away for any, became a tame beast.
Laisha gibor babehema, lo yashuva mipnei kol.
The lion, laish, mighty gibor babehema, among the behema, among beasts.
Laish gibor babbehema, with lo yashuv mipnei kol,
and turneth not away for any.
With lo yashuv, and doesn't turn away mipnei kol,
from the face of all, from the face of any.
Laish gibor babbehema, with lo yashuv mipnei kol.
For hakadosh baruch hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, let a lion come and deliver a lion from the mouth of a lion. For HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified, Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said, may a lion come and deliver a lion from the mouth of a lion.
And here Midrash note here on Mizmor Samek Dalet, Psalm 64.
The first lion was the angel, who appeared in the likeness of a lion. The second was Daniel, who, being of the tribe of Judah, was considered a lion's whelp. See, refer to Bereshith, Genesis chapter 49, verse 9.
Gor arye Yehuda miyat arefa. Bni alita ka ra'a rabatza ka ariya uaka lavia miya yikimen.
Judah,
Yehuda is a lion's whelp. Judah, Yehuda is a lion's whelp. Gor, Aryeh, Yehuda, from the prey, my son, thou art gone up. Mit Refa, Bini Alita, he stooped down. Kara, he couched as a lion. Rabata, Ka'aryeh, and as a lioness. Ukalavi, 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 who shall rouse him up? Mi yikimenu. Mi yikimenu. Who shall rouse him up? Gor aye Yehuda. Mit ref bini alita. Ka ra'a. Ra'bata. Ka arye. Ua ka lavi. Mi ya yikimenu. 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 Mi ya yikimenu.
Mi ya yikimenu. Yes, 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 yes. Look right there, the Midrash. All of the verses in from Daniel wasn't just like the Hebrew, but that was Aramaic right there. You know, so still practicing, perfecting in Aramaic, but all the verse quotes from Daniel Aramaic. But here, let's ride up right here, just to fulfill here, this 37 sabbatical.
It was a terrible roar. It's an awful roar. And then I realized it was an earthquake. It was a
line of Judah. Line of Judah. Line of Judah.
Keeps 26 lions. The emperor's lions are like enormous pet dogs, the way they lie around the palaces of Ethiopia. Two of his lions roam free in the imperial grounds. One is reputed to travel in its own jeep.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
Yes, and that theme of the lion and the lioness, even in the blessing of Judah, you know, it says not a great lion, an old lion, but actually says a lioness. And here that word where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be, he said, let a lion, may a lion come and deliver a lion from the mouth of a lion. Right here, heal up to the lioness and Queen Africa, heal with lioness on the rise.
Are you ready? When the roll is all out, standing tall up to face the darkest and the hardest of times. We'll be taking care of all the children thereof, but if it's required, we'll be on the front line. You can call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told. Call me anytime, never cop out. Lioness is on the rise, don't you ever have doubt. Never say never, willingness forever to fight and be strong. Once it's for better, I'll write every letter and moving right along. And I'll roll with the punches, accept changes, work with the formula, do what I have to do. And call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told. To see if you can walk the walk you tell. Let me give you my word, my voice must be heard. Bravery is a piece of my heart. Call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story has been told. A lioness is on the rise. Don't ever rock, no down. When the roll is called up, we'll be standing tall up to face the darkest and the hardest of times. We'll be taking care of all the children there are. But if it's required, we'll be on the front line. You can call me by my name, I am ready to roll. Once the rules remain the same, how the story's been told.
Lioness on the Rise, and that word right there from the Patriarch's Blessing of Judah, Yehuda, where it's the lioness. Some translation says the great lion or the old lion, but the lioness on the rise right there, there, there. So here, here, here for this sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Shalom.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
So here, here, here we have the Haftarah, Haftarah Baraka right here, 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 picking up with Joshua chapter 2, from verse 1 to chapter 2, verse 24. Yes, I, here, 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 Baraka.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim, v'ratzach b'debreihim, ha'ne'amarim b'emet. Baruch atah Adonai, ha'bocher b'torach ובמשה עבדו, ובישראל עמו, ובנביאי האמת והצדק. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of Joshua, chapter 2, verses 1 to 24. And Joshua, a son of Nun, sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, Go, view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab, and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, Behold, there came men in here tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho, he sent to Rahab, saying, Bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country. And the woman took the two men and hid them, and said thus, There came two men to me, but I knew not whence they were. And it came to pass about the time of shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Where the men went, I wot not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house, and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan, to the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up to them upon the roof. And she said to the men, I know that Yahweh have given you the land, and that your terror has fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how Yahweh Buruku dried up the water of the Red Sea for you, when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side, Jordan, Sihon, and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For Yahweh your Elohim Buruku, he is Elohim in heaven above and earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you swear to me by Yahweh, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness to my father's house and give me a true token, and that you will save alive my father and my mother and my brother and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. And the men answered her, Our life for yours. If you utter not this our business, and it shall be when Yahweh Buruku have given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said to them, Get ye to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourself there 3 days until the pursuers be returned, and afterward may you go your way. And the men said to her, We will be blameless of this thine oath which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother, and thy brethren, and all thy father's household home to thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. And if thou utter this our business, then we will be quit of thine oath which thou hast made us to swear. And she said, According to your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. And they went and came to the mountain, and abode there 3 days until the pursuers were returned. And the pursuers sought them throughout all the way, but found them not.
So the two men returned and descended from the mountain and passed over and came to Yahshua, the son of Nun, and told him all things that befell them. And they said to Yahshua, "Truly Yahweh Buruku have delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us." Amen. Kebole Kwalu, Kebole Demsu, Kebole Hailu, Kebole Kitamawe Hale Selassie. Shalom.
I elevated my mind, stopped to pick up your plane. Think, think it's the same, that's why I changed the name. They ain't changing the game, they just changing the hustle. These chains remain on the brain, gotta maintain. When I see all of my people in pain, then nothing that can I explain. That the people in the book and us, we are the same. The history and mystery of Elohim's support from Israel. And it's real, and it's real.
He got custody of the children.
He got us the time, we ain't the first. Revelation 5 and 5, check the verse. Quench your thirst, this truth just might hurt. So you can recognize the people that are under the curse. See characteristics of people that get it the worst. When the Pope arrests a brother, he come home in a hearse. So with my finger on the trigger, I consider the worst. So when the Pope will pull a brother and he try to coerce, try to coerce. I would rather be a doorkeeper in a house of child than to dwell in the tent of wickedness to go against Yah. It's the Brugata, Hakadus Abba. They say I'm always quoting scriptures, I'm like, why not? It's the food for thought, roll two sticks of purple when I read the word. It's the clearest voice I ever heard. Praise Yeshua when I'm burning herb.
I mean, Yeshua, Hamoshia.
Thank God, Elohim, Alehameshereshet. Trying to keep the flow righteous. The wicked won't like this. Just the calibrate should be on when you like this. This is up the top of the brain, and I write this. We just recite this, and I shit down like I'm like this. Yeah, you know that Bible verse that say the first should be last and the next should be first. Israel, Israel.
Torah, 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 Rabbah, yes, I give thanks, Rasahar, hard for the read right there, and the music, Emerald Sound, Emerald Music, INC. Yes, this Torah reading and feeding, very interesting to compare and contrast. Now, Joshua, Yehoshua, who say one of those two main survivors of the previous generation, he definitely learned. He didn't send like 12 again, you know what I'm saying? And also the testimony of Rahab, very, very interesting. She was like, what happened to y'all 40 years ago? The people of the land, the Canaan, the African, the Anu, they were scared. They was expecting any minute. So then when we look at the testimony of the 10 spies that told lies, they basically deceived themselves. They deceived themselves, and the Canaanites were no doubt putting on a show. Just like we mentioned before, the San Gennaro, you know, like what they have, you know, at a circus, so like a giant, you know, he's on stilts and everything. You know what I mean? So from a distance, you know, you think that, oh, my goodness. But they deceived themselves. The opportunity was 40 years earlier. It was an ideal opportunity. And no doubt if they had stepped in then, it would have been less fuss. You know what I mean? Less war, maybe even less bloodshed if they had kept away the truth and the life. But it's interesting to compare Numbers chapter 13 and 14 mainly with Joshua, Yehoshua, chapter 2 and the first 24 verses, chapter 2 to verse 24. Very, very interesting. Haberim, take note right here. Going to ride up with the Haftarah with the New Covenant reading, right? New Covenant reading from the Haftarah to the Brit Chadasha. But we'd like to circle again on this one right here. Even like to hear it again if the item, you know, would give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear, give ear. Yes, I am here.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
Take note. Here.
Book of Joshua, chapter 2, verses 1 to
Besa ma'ab wa walet mefesa kadus ahadun la. And Yahshua, a son of Nun, sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, go, view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab, and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in here tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho, he sent to Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are enter into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country. And the woman took the two men and hid them, and said thus, there came two men to me, but I knew not whence they were. And it came to pass about the time of shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Where the men went, I wot not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house, and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan, to the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up to them upon the roof. And she said to the men, I know that Yahweh have given you the land, and that your terror has fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how Yahweh Buruku dried up the water of the Red Sea for you, when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side, Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For Yahweh Elohim Buruku, he is Elohim in heaven above and earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you, swear to me by Yahweh, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness to my father's house and give me a true token, and that you will save alive my father and my mother and my brother and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. And the men answered her, our life for yours. If you utter not this our business, and it shall be when Yahweh Buruku have given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said to them, get ye to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourself there 3 days until the pursuers be returned, and afterward may you go your way. And the men said to her, we will be blameless of this thine oath which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home to thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. And if thou utter this our business, then we will be quit of thine oath which thou hast made us to swear. And she said, according to your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. And they went and came to the mountain, and abode there 3 days until the pursuers were returned. And the pursuers sought them throughout all the way, but found them not. So the two men returned and descended from the mountain, and passed over and came to Yahshua, the son of Nun, and told him all things that befell them. And they said to Yahshua, truly Yahweh Buruku have delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us. Amen. Kebole Kwalu, Kebole Demsu, Kebole Hailu, Kebole Kitamawe Hale Selassie. Shalom.
I elevated my mind, stopped the spiritual plane. Think it's the same, that's why I changed the name. They ain't changing the game, they just changing the hustle. These chains remain the brain, gotta maintain. When I see all of my people in pain, then nothing I can explain. That the people in the book and us, we are the same. The history and mystery of Elohim's divorce from Israel. And it's real, and it's real.
He got custody of the children.
King Titus and I, we need
verse. Revelation 5 and 5, check the verse. Quench your thirst, this truth just might hurt. So you can recognize the people that are under the curse. See characteristics of people that get it the worst. When the Pope arrests a brother, he come home with a hurt. So with my finger on the trigger, I consider the worst. So when the Pope will pull a brother and he try to coerce, try to coerce. I would rather be a goalkeeper and a hound of child than to dwell in the depths of wickedness to go against the job. It's the Brugata, I produce Abba. They say I'm always quoting scriptures, I pray, why not? It's the food for thought, roll two sticks of purple when I read the word. It's the clearest voice I ever heard. Praise Yeshua when I'm burning herb. I mean, Yeshua, HaMoshiach. Thank God, Elohim, trying to keep the flow righteous. The wicked won't like this. It's just the kind of vibe you should be on when you're like this. This is up the top of the frame and I write this. You just recite this and lock shit down like I'm like this. Yeah, you know that Bible verse. I say the first should be last and the next should be first. Israel, Israel.
Yes. Rehab. Yes, fellow Talmudim, put the name Rehab. It's said as Rahab in the English. Now, there's a Rahab here that we have, the one who's known and called to be the harlot of Jericho, Jericho means the moon, the city of the moon, Jericho. Rahab of Jericho, her name is not the same, it's similar in the English transliteration to Rahab. So when we look up the name Rahab in the Hebrew scriptures, we have like 10 main verses. Now the verses that we find in Joshua, Yehoshua, that Rahab is different than the Rahab that we have in Psalm 87 verse 4 and Psalm 89 verse 10 and in Isaiah, Yeshaya 51 and 9. But the same Rahab, we have Rahab, Rehab, and we have Rehab, Rehab. We have Rehab and Rehab. So one is Ha and one is Ha. One is Ha and one is Ha. So one is open, the Rahab that we have in Psalm 87 verse 4 and Psalm 89 verse 10. And Isaiah 51 and 9. That Rahab is different than the harlot, the one who's called the harlot, Rahab. I'd like to touch on this a little bit more. In fact, if you want to look up the Hebrew, Rahab, the harlot, in Joshua chapter 2, that's the H7343, the H7343. And then we have the Rahab within Psalm 87 and 4, right, linking with Psalm 89 and 10 and Isaiah 51 and 9. There we have Rahab, a metaphorical name for Kemet, for Mitzrayim, for Egypt. But this Rahab we have here, what a testimony of Rahab. Rahab, the harlot of Jericho, who aided the two spies. Notice that Joshua, he didn't send 12. He sent 2, right? Aided the two spies to escape. She was saved from the destruction of Jericho. She married a one named Solomon, right? An ancestor of David, and of HaMashiach Yeshua. She is commended for her faith in the book of Yaakov, and she's also mentioned in the Brit Chadasha that we're about to move on to right here in two places, namely Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed, that credited not, that discredited, when she had received the spies with shalom, with peace. And in James chapter 2, verse 25, likewise also was not Rahab, the harlot, justified, made righteous, made just? Was not Rahab, the harlot, justified by works? By works. She expressed her faith, and she also testified to what we have here in the Torah reading for what occurred 40 years ago. And the true position, right? What we get in the spies that tells lies is proven here, even with Joshua chapter 2. But James chapter 2, verse 25, likewise also was not Rahab, the harlot, justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way. Sent them out another way. So here, let's write up the Brit Chadasha. Here we have the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 7 to chapter 7. Chapter 3, verse 7 to chapter 4, verse 1. So stay tuned right here.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Chadasha Aliyot.
Can you hear the Baraka, the blessing, the word, the invocation of prosperity, of increase, right here.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarik Ha Hadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha, Chad Yizki Dan, Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 37, Shalach Lecha, send for thyself. From Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7 through chapter 4, verse 1. We begin, B'shem Ha'ab, Ha'bein, Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Hebrews chapter 3, exhortation. The generation that came out of Egypt did not enter the Canaan rest because of lack of faith. Verse 7, Zayin, verse 8, Chet. Lakein, Kasher Yomar Ruach HaKodesh. Hayom im kolo tishmau al takshu lebabkem kemiriba kiyom masa bamidbar. Wherefore, as the Holy Spirit saith today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of lack of faith, in departing from Elohim Chaim, in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Mashiach, for we are made partakers of Christ, if we behold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they heard, did provoke. Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest? But to them that believed not,
So we see that they could not enter in because of lack of faith. Chapter 4. But there is a better rest for the believer, of which Elohim's creation rest is the type. Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Kabarulakalu, Kabarulidimtu, Kabarulakhailu, Kabarulakedamawi, Haile Selassie, by Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi, Mesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus Christos.
Yes, yes, yes. 37 sabbatical study. And here, Psalm 37, a rainbow right now word right here, Sister Sojourner. And a tune called Understand This Psalm, Psalm 37 here as a Rhema tune, a Rhema word for this 37th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Shema Yisrael. Shema, 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 Rastafari, hear this right here, here.
People in the condition of poverty and slavery, this whole jacked-up mentality. Blind eyes can't see, no, blind eyes don't see. We find it in a Genesis, make me try back and try to understand it. A man named Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, him did have 12 sons with enough children, 70 souls was all of them. Gone down in Egypt, they multiply. Word of the Most High, food I never lie. After much time, remember them. Moses done this, so he deliver them. There was only one problem, only one problem. Israel loved them idolatry, them captivity, them poverty and idolatry. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? The family is my ass. Cause we really want to understand why. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? Go up on your knees and ask the Most High if you really want to understand why. When them walk out, them was ungrateful. When them walk out, them was unfaithful. Made a covenant, them never really keep it. Said the words, but them never really mean it. Mount Sinai was not a secret. 10 words, glory, we did see it. What's wrong with Israel? What's wrong with Israel? Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? The family need to ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why. Them coulda never touch the 19. Them coulda never touch the one who the Most High appointed. How we fall from grace, we turn to this. No attempt to turn back and win the race. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? The family say ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand.
the soldier, sojourner, sojourner. Understand this psalm, Psalm 37. Do you understand? Understand why?
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai
Echad. There, we have Psalm 95, Psalm 95, one of the 6 psalms initiating the Kabbalat Shabbat Psalm, Psalm 95, and that final word right there, also Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 1, give thanks, Ahavah, Shalano, Ras, Ayasin, Tafar for the read right there, there, there. Here, here, here. We got one more Iowa right here. Hopefully we get into reason. I'd like to touch a little bit more on the Rahab. What does Rahab mean? Rahab right here, here, here mean. This is a good news. Her testimony is definitely a very good news right here for the Hebrews. Yes, I, Rastafari Hebrews.
The Hebrews are the Hebrews. That's true. And those who get true, them will never lose. A shocking Mary and dance and I'm dedicated to all Hebrews. I let them know. Israel, you want them on side.
Calling on my people.
Call them out, call them out.
Israel, rise and stand again.
Rise, O Israel.
The table is turning.
We said the table is a turn, you know.
Israel, rise and stand again.
Now listen when me say, so rise O Israel and take your stand. Man, we have to know we self in the Armageddon. We are Israelite and not West Indian. Me tell them say, West is just another compact direction.
Calling on my people, Israel, rise and stand again, Israel, the table is turning,
in a month, sir.
Israel,
I'm calling on my
rise
people,
rise and stand again,
you want the money. Africa from the first place. Oh Israel, when the Roman Empire invaded us, in a Jerusalem we did dwell. Yes. 70 AD the Romans invasion, we were fleeing from the Roman persecution. End up in West Africa, oh for so long we were there in exile among the children of Ham.
Israel,
you want them on the side.
Calling on my people, Israel,
call them up,
rise and stand again, Israel, the table is turning,
the table is a turn again,
Israel, rise and stand again.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. And it's our praise to the Most High, you know. The Holy One of Israel.
Alleluia.
Bless and sanctify them and doubts.
Alleluia.
All that of the spiritual power, you know what I'm saying.
Alleluia.
The One of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The One of Hebrews.
Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia.
Israel, Israel, calling on my people. Shocking Murray featuring Datan with Humble Israel. Shocking Murray right there featuring Datan or Datan, tune like Humble Israel.
Yes, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Calling.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing.
Yes, yes, yes. Funny, but it's true. So here. About to go into the final Iowa right here. Hopefully we can get in a reasoning or so. I'd like to share a tune. Tune right here, blessed assurance, blessed assurance, blessed assurance right here. Artists like Jayut, give thanks, Rossi Moore right here. Yes, I, Rossi Moore.
Blessed love still on us, give thanks to life, for Selassie is my guide still on us, for meditation of life he giveth to me to give to you. For right now I come to show you Selassie is God, to take you from your pretend and stop from being a fool. Life still enough. Love. I said if unto the fool, deal not always foolishly, unto the wicked, lift up not thy horn. Lift up not your horn on high, and speak not with a stiff neck. For Christ, highly God, Selassie in Ethiopia is found. I call to remembrance my son at night time, where I did sing thanks unto him for this, his precious wound, saying, blessed assurance, highly God, Selassie is now in fleshly liberty from being firstly the word. He blessed mankind with this verse, which they contaminate with hatred, and also they use best prophecy. Merging good with bad company, meaning Satan, while I still ask I, could you please protect this world from the fantasies? Give liberty to earth history, for it portrayed amongst all creation that wars come with destruction. Hence to mankind I say, can destruction commence birth in countries known for living for sin? and also annihilation of our very nation. Woe to the scribes and the Pharisees who live for war and think that war brings peace. For Selassie, I thought that love coming from within and coming from the Most High, being him, Haile Selassie, the king of peace. Please open your minds, people of this place, for blessed assurance Christ dwelleth in Ethiopia, where he seated the Ark of the Covenant with the Ancient of Days, but true ruler, Haile Selassie, our comforter. Blessed assurance, him is King of Kings, as prophesied in his mysterious own secret, first in all sins of sins, for with him all who do not gather are seen as Haile Selassie, puppet, fit and stealer. Haile Selassie is a gift unto earth, for how happy is it for our creation to have a grand visit. For this grand visit by her creator should be mysterious and joyful, for she shall try to be luscious and beautiful in his sight, for she know that she belong to him. His blessed assurance, Haile Selassie, I live for love, to give unto all who are worthy, worthy of the love necessary to save this world, where unification will portray mankind, always living in honesty. Selassie is love, you know. Blessed assurance be to God. Haile Selassie, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Blessed assurance, our hope is in the teachings, the laws, the commandments of the King of Glory, given by himself unto mankind for its righteousness. Only fools will be caught in Satan's very folly. The teachings of the Most High Emperor Haile Selassie bring forth favorable response from the whole realm. For there is none like thee, O Haile God Selassie, none like thee found among the heathen. So blessed assurance, Selassie is the omnipotent one, glorified on earth and also hailed in Zion. He is praised for blessing this, his creation with liberty, even if there are found to be sons of Satan. Can Satan's sons ever triumph to conquer the Most High, Haile God Selassie? Some thought, be too fearful. Death unto you, scribes and Pharisees, for you should know not such a thought, for you are the ones who portray to be Satan's fools. Open your mental, you know. Seek to purge what the last time the righteous way, you know.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, Selah, Selah.
Melkam Ehud, blessed assurance, blessed first day right here. Melkam Ehud, Shabbat Tov, a strong seven right here. Sabbath seal, Psalm 144.
Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity, his days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me, and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Bless these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I, continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman Vibration.
Rasta is something from your heart, from your heart.
I'm also a Sabbath Seal Psalm right here, Psalm 67, that includes an adaptation of the priestly blessing right here, Psalm 67.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, 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 shall fear him. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after, among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the people, till everyone submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, 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 Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God.
Yes. Psalm 68, which recounts that tribe through the wilderness, Psalm 68. Now we have 40 questions right here, some basic questions on this 37th sabbatical study, a very, very important sabbatical study, also prophetically. 37, no, think about 1937, Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, think about the land grant. It was 12 spies, right? 12 pioneer settlers. The number, division, the 10 and the 2, right? 10 and the 2. So here for Shabbat Shelach Lecha, Shelach. Let's begin off with the cue, the questions right here. First question here, what does the word, the Hebrew word Shelach Lecha, or the words Shelach Lecha, Shelach Lecha. What does the word Shelach Lecha mean? Means send for yourself, speaking directly to a male, speaking like to one man. If I said to one man, shalach, send, shalach leka, send for yourself. Notice that we learn later on that it was ha'am. It was a people's desire based upon their fear, based upon their phobia, their fear, false evidence appearing real, their phobias, to send out spies or scouts. To tour, Hebrew word for spying out, scouting out the land, tour. Sound a lot like tourism, tour, to tour. And this was not the result of Ha'el Ha'elohim's command. That's brought out in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 21 to 33. Second question. So, Shelach Lecha, Shelach Sen, man, Lecha, for yourself. Shelach Lecha. Question 2. What was the status of each of the 12 men sent out as spies or scouts? Well, they were the chosen, quote, princes of the tribes. In the Hebrew, they were the Nisiei Matot, Nisiei, the princes of Matot, the tribes, Nisiei Matot, the princes of the tribes. And they were also the Roshim. The Ras is the Rosh. Rosh in the Hebrew head as Ras, Roshim. They were the heads or the Rases of the clans, the Mispachot of Yisrael of Yasharala. So the 12 men, their status, they were princes of the tribes, Nisiei, Matot. They were Roshim. They were the Rases, the heads of the Mispachot of the clans of Yisrael of Yasharala. Question 3 here. Moses changed the name of one of the spies before he took part in the mission. Who was that spy, that scout, and what was his name? What was Shemo, his name changed to? And what is the difference? So we have Hosea. Hosea's name was changed to Yehoshua. Hosea means, or can be interpreted in English as meaning that God has helped, one who has helped, one who has saved, Hosea. And Yehoshua to Yahweh, Jehovah, will help, will save. Question 3, approximately what time of the year, what time of the Shana, was it likely that the spies or the scouts, the 12, were sent on the mission? The Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, they left Sinai, Har Sinai, on Iyar 20, Iyar, the Hebrew month, the 20th of Iyar. Since the spies or the scouts, they were gone 40 days and returned with a sample. Note this, they returned with a sample of the first ripe grapes on the 9th of the Hebrew month of Ab, the month of Ab, the 9th of Ab. Tisha B'Av. It is likely that they went on their mission sometime in early summer, sometime in the early part of the summer. Question 5. What were the spies, the scouts, to look for? According to HaTorah, here in the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book by Midbar and Numbers, the strength and number of the inhabitants, the quality of the land, and whether the cities were fortified and whether they dwelt, you know, whether they were trees, you know, whether there were trees in it. And the trees here, when they use this term trees, using the two truths of the Hebrew, right, the Hebrew duality, the natural, you know, we're saying that the natural, supernatural, the outer, the earthly, and the heavenly type, right? So we have trees, like a tree, but also in the second of the two truths, this can be thought to mean righteous men. Talk about trees, righteous men. So they were to seek for the strength and the number of inhabitants, the quality of the land, and whether the cities were fortified, and whether there were trees, that is to say, righteous men in it. Question 6, from what place did they bring a large cluster of grapes? From what place did they bring a very large cluster of grapes? Question 6, well, according to Numbers chapter 13, verse 32, it was from the valley of Eshcol near Mamre. Now, this was the site where Abraham met the three mortal men, as the Hebrew brings out, the three men, the three mortal men, later on to be known as like the three angels. But the scripture doesn't call them three angels. At least two of them were angels, and one of them was Yahweh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. But where you met the three visitors, you say HaShalosh HaKadosh, the Hebrew Trinity in the house, in the Beit Abraham, according to Bereshith, Genesis chapter 18. Question 7, did they bring other samples of the fruit of the land? Did they bring any other samples of the fruit of the land? Yes. According to HaTorah here, they brought some pomegranates and they brought figs. How long, question 8, how long did they spend on this spying, this scouting, this touring mission? How long did they, the 12, spend on this spying, scouting, touring mission? According to the scripts, 40 days, that later were to represent the 40 years of their wandering Bamidbar. They're wandering in the desert, in the wilderness, in the wilderness. Question 9, when the spies, the 12, when the spies return, did they report back to Moshe? When the 12 spies returned, did they report back to Moses? Yes, they did, though they did not discuss their findings with him first. If you read and study the narrative, yes, they reported, but they did not discuss their findings, suggestions, recommendations, findings. They came and brought their report, but did not go into the details with Moshe first. But instead, they appealed directly to the call of God, to the congregation, the aggregation. Question 10, what good did the spies report of the land? What good did the 12 spies, the 12 scouts report of the land? Well, they testified that it was indeed a land flowing with milk and honey, as Yahuwah so said. You know, they did report that it was a land that flowed with milk and honey, Chalav u'Dabash. This is the one item. Basically, they just repeated what Jehovah said concerning the land. Let's go to the next question. Question 11, what bad did the spies, the 12 spies, scouts report of the land? Well, they said that Ha'am, that the people of the Kana'anu, the Canaanite land, Africanite land, that they were strong and the cities were fortified and, according to them, unable to be conquered, and that the land, quote, devoured its inhabitants. Now, this kind of a saying, you know, this is, there's like Hebraicisms, the way sometimes things are said in slang. It might sound one way, but people who understand the spirit of the language, there's another way of understanding it. So devoured its inhabitants means that it was plague-ridden. It was a land that's ridden with plague, and was filled with men of measure, men of stature, or men of measure, and they felt that they could not measure up to these men of measure, i.e. the so-called giants, the giants. Question 12, how did the 12 scouts, the 12 spies, the 12 tourists describe the sons of Anak, the Bnei Anak? They described the sons of Anak, the Anakim, as Nephilim, as fallen ones, fallen angels, fallen ones, Nephilim, Nephilim, perhaps descendants of the fallen angels who, according to some interpretations, had cohabited with woman, with the woman, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 6, verses 2 to 4. Now, according to Yoma 67b, one of the ancient teachings of Talmud, it says that the Nephilim originally were Uzzah and Azazel. Azazel were Uzzah and Azazel, two angels, according to some teachings, fell from Hailahim, from Elohim, and introduced perversity into human nature, into the human nature. During the time of Hanok, also known as Hanok or Enoch, before the flood, we recommend ones and ones of Talmudim get a copy, good copy. We have a very good copy by R.H. Charles. Goes into some good details, translating from the original, the Ethiopic, R.H. Charles, the Book of Enoch. Get into some of the background, right, the background context. But on to the next question, question 13. How did the 12 spies, the scouts, the tourists feel? How did they feel they appeared in relation to the people they saw in the land? How did they feel they appeared? Well, they felt like, according to them, grasshoppers before them. They felt insignificant. Question 14, what Hebrew word does HaTorah, does the Torah, the Orit, describe or use to describe? What Hebrew word does HaTorah, the Orit, use to describe the report of these spies? Well, the report, according to the Hebrew, is called a Diba. Diba reminds me in the Patois and said Dibi Dibi, right? But a Diba, a Diba. A Diba is an evil, right? A Diba is an evil report, an evil report. Question 15, Chaberim. When Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, when they heard the report of the 12 spies, but in particular of 10, all right, now we have to distinguish those who brought back a good report, right, from those who brought back a discouraging report. So when the people heard the report of the 10 spies, what was their reaction? Their reaction? They wept and thought it would have been better to have died in Mitzrayim or perhaps earlier in the Midbar in the desert. They then sought to adopt a new leader. They sought to adopt a new leader to take them back to the land of Mitzrayim, to the land of Kemet, according to Exodus chapter 14, verses 1 to 4. I just have to say this here, ain't nothing new under the sun. Even when we take the principles here and even look in these latter days and time, verse 16, two of the spies dissented. There was two of the 12 that dissented, of the spies, the scouts, the tourists, they dissented from the majority report. So we have a minority report. This reminds me of the Back to Africa Mission from the 60s, right? It was a minority report and it's a majority report. But here for question 16 for this Shabbat Shalach, Rastafari sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Strong, we have two of the spies dissenting from the majority report. What are the names and what tribes did they rep? Did they represent? Well, we had Yehoshua ben Nun, right? Yehoshua ben Nun from the tribe of Ephraim, and Caleb ben Yefunah from the tribe of Yehuda. So we had Yehoshua, Joshua ben Nun, the son of Nun, right, of the tribe of Ephraim, And we have Caleb ben Yefunah, Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and he was from the tribe of Yehuda. It's interesting when we look at these two here, Ephraim in the prophets' books, the books of the prophets, right, the Nabim, stands for Yisrael. So Ephraim, through the prophets, and the word of the prophets stands for Yisrael. And then we have Yehuda, Judah, even in Ezekiel, the two, you know, the two staffs made into one, right? Yehuda, right? With Israel, right? Through the tribe of Ephraim. So here, these two dissenting scouts that dissented from the majority report, their names was Yehoshua ben Nun of the tribe of Ephraim and Caleb ben Yefunah from the tribe of Yehuda. Question 17, what was the reaction of Yehoshua, right, and Caleb to Ha'am's, to the people's rebellion? That's what we get right here. There's a rebellion, right, rebellion like there was in 1975 in Ethiopia. Not a revolution, it was a rebellion, right? But what was the reaction of Yehoshua and Caleb? They tore their clothes, they rent their garments, and they sought to appeal. Right, they pleaded and sought to appeal with Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, to take heart. Don't be weak-hearted. Take heart and repent. Have a change of mind. Do teshuva. You're going the wrong way. Thinking the wrong way. Make a turn, a 180, according to Numbers chapter 14, verses 6 to 9. Question 18. How did Ha'am, the people, respond to Yehoshua and Caleb's appeal for repentance, for doing teshuva, right? Teshuva. Shuv means to turn. Teshuva is making a turn, like the sense of doing a 180. So how did Ha'am respond to Yehoshua and Caleb's, their pleading and appeal for teshuva? Well, according to Numbers chapter 14, verse 10, they sought to stone them to death, sought to curse them in the original sense of stoning them to death. Question 19. What did Moshe and Aharon, what did Moses and Aaron do when they saw Ha'am, the peoples rebelling at the place known as Kadesh? What did Moses and Aaron do when they saw Amo Yisrael rebelling at Kadesh? Well, they fell on their faces in supplication. They fell on their faces in supplication to Yahweh, Hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Question 20. What was Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'elohim's initial? What was Elohim's initial reaction to Amo Yisrael, Amo Yisrael's rebellion at the place known as Kadesh? Well, he said that he would destroy all the people except for Moshe and basically effectively start over and make a great nation out of Moshe. And here we point to the Ethiopian Hebrew, right, the royal order connection, Ethiopian Hebrew connection here. According to Numbers chapter 14, verses 11 to 12. Next question, question 21. So what argument, right, what argument, Torah, we say lawful, legal argument, did Moshe use to appeal now and to plead to Ha'elohim, to Elohim on behalf of Amo, on behalf of the people, even Amo Yisrael, Yasharala? Well, Moses said that when Ha-Mitzrayim, when the Kemetics, the Kemetians, when the Egyptians, the Mitzrayimites, when the Egyptians would hear that Yahweh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, had destroyed the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, they would say that Yahweh Jehovah failed to keep his yay and amen, his promise, his hope and expectation to bring them into the land that he had sworn to them. So this was Moshe's argument that he used to appeal and plead to Ha'elohim, the Elohim, true good, the true God, Yahweh, on behalf of Amo Yisrael. Question 22. Question 22, on what basis did Moshe then ask for forgiveness? Saliach, right? What was the basis that he asked for forgiveness of Ha'am? What was the basis? Question 22. Well, Moshe, he cited the revelation of the Hashem, the revelation of Yahweh, of Yahuwah, the revelation of the name, the Hashem, that was given in Shemot, the book of Shemot, the book of names, known as the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 to 7. And this is known as the Shalosh Esrei Midot Rachamim, or the 13 attributes of mercy of Yahweh, of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, of He who be who He be, basically giving description, his self-description of who He be. Since Yahweh, Yahuwah, properly in Hebrew means He be, He becomes who He be. So that Shalosh Esrei Midot Rachamim, we find it in Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 to 7. Question 23, how did Ha'el determine to punish Ha'am, to punish the people? Question 23, well, all those over the age of 20. Now see, here is where we have to delve to chapter 1 of Numbers, and especially chapter 1, verse 18, speaking about those as the other Israelites of the other camps, ISUPK, IUIC, GMS, others, they point to Numbers chapter 1, verse 18 regarding the pedigree. But if you read the chapter in context, you'll recognize who he's directly speaking to. Because furthermore, in the Torah, it brings out that these were the men of war. These were the warriors, the mighty men of Israel that he was not pleased with. So all those over the age of 20, with the exception of Yehoshua and Caleb, they would perish during the 40 years of wandering Bamidbar in the wilderness, in the desert. 1 year was allotted and allocated for each day that the scouts, a.k.a. the spies, the Israelite tourists, were in the land. All the children, however, on the other hand, would be allowed to go into the land. So here. Question 24. Were Ha'Elohim, the Lewawion, the Levites, were they subject to Ha'el, Ha'el's, the Almighty's decree of judgment upon the Exodus generation? Were the Levites subject to Jah's decree of judgment that was then decreed upon the Exodus generation, those who, the old heads he brought out of Mitzrayim? Well, according to scripture, it's not clear, though they're not part of the spying expedition. So there was nobody from the tribe of Levi, right, of the 12 tribes, through the math. It's not clear here, though they were not part of the spying, the scouting, the touring expedition. Question 25, how did Ha'el punish, how did the Almighty punish the children of the Exodus generation? Well, according to the scripts, they, the children, will have to suffer for their parents' faithlessness, the principle that can't even be applied and should be applied in these latter days and times, that they, the children, would suffer for their parents' faithlessness. They would be shepherds who would bury their ancestors, but later they would inherit the land, according to Numbers chapter 14, verse 33. Question 25, what was the punishment for those scouts, for the 12, well, for the 10, you know, those are the evil reporters, right? The 10 spies who brought the evil report, who brought the dibby-dibby, the diva, right? Well, according to Numbers chapter 14, verse 37, they died by a plague. They died by a plague. Question 27, what did Ha'am, the people, Jah people, do in response to Jah's decree? What did the people do? Question 27, well, the people, they mourn greatly. They confess their sin, they confess their chet, their chatiyat, their akari, and they organize an army, wow, to take possession of the land. This is their repentance, right? This was their acknowledging their akari. They took matters into their own hands, Numbers chapter 14, verses 39 to verse 40. Now, question 28. What did Moshe say to Ha'am who had so-called, quote, repented, end quote? Remember, these people are repenting, right? But look at the akari, even in their pseudo, right, their pseudo-repentance. What did Moses say to the people who, quote, repented, allegedly? Question 28, well, Moshe, he told them it was too late. It's too late. That Ha'el, the Almighty's decree was final. And that Ha'am, that the people should not attempt to take the land their own way. This now, you know, we can apply this and we must apply this to the land grant, the Shashamani land grant to we, the black people of the world, especially from 1970 to this present time, right? He told them that it was too late, that Jah's decree was final, and that the people should not attempt to take the land. And here in Numbers chapter 14, 41 to 43, we have the word, because y'all, right, have turned back from following Yahweh, hey, Yahweh, Jehovah will not be with you. So that didn't stop them from being Israelites, right? They still were Israelites, but they were Israelites who had turned back. They turned away. They did a 180 away from Yahweh, truth and life, and therefore Jehovah would not be with you, would not be with them. There would be no Emmanuel. El would not be Emmanuel, in that sense, with us, but in that sense, with them, Imakem. Imahem, right? Question 29 right here. Did the, quote, so-called repentant, remember these people, they allegedly, after they heard the judgment, the sentence, they allegedly repented. So did these repentant people listen to Moshe? No. No. They went up anyway. They took matters in their own hands. And they were defeated terribly in the battle by the Amalekites and the Canaanites, which we can also apply this even with the land grant today, the Shashamani land grant today. People say, oh, those people, they hate Einar. Really? Okay, so question 30 here. Question 30. What is the traditional date, right? What is the traditional date of mourning over Jah's decree of judgment? The traditional date of mourning over Jah's decree of judgment for the wilderness Israelites is the Tisha B'Av. What is the Tisha B'Av? Tisha is the ninth of the Hebrew month of Av, the month of the Father. The same calendar date when both temples, the first and the second temple, were later destroyed according to the Hebrew, the Israelite history. So on the very same date when both temples were destroyed, measuring from the information HaTorah, also is a date, right, of the spies, the Tisha B'Av, and the traditional date of mourning over Jah's decree of judgment. First here in the wilderness, the Tisha B'Av, and then the first temple, the temple of Shlomo, of Solomon, and then Herod's temple, the second temple, were destroyed on this very day, Tisha B'Av. Question 31. How do the sages interpret the spies' statement, the 10 spies' statement? What was their statement? Well, the land devoured its inhabitants. So how do the sages interpret the statement of the 10 spies that the land devoured, ate up its inhabitants? Well, that Ha'el, that Ha'el, Ha'elahim, he sent a plague as a sign to the spies that the inhabitants were as good as dead. But their own evil eye interpreted or misinterpreted this to mean that the land was poisonous. So many of the sages, they interpret what the statement of the 10 spies, namely that the land ate up its inhabitants, devoured its inhabitants, that Hailahim, Elohim sent a plague as a sign to the spies, the scouts, that the inhabitants were as good as dead. And now what matches this is what Rahab, the harlot, what she testified to. She said, what happened to y'all? 40 years ago, the people were shook. The people were scared, you know, but y'all never came, right? So the sages interpret the words of the 10 spies that Elohim sent a plague as a sign to the spies that the inhabitants were as good as dead, but their own evil eye, right, misinterpreted this sign, this oath, to mean that the land was poisonous. Now, the Midrash, the study says that Elohim also caused there to be so many funerals that the inhabitants could not detect the presence of the spies themselves. Question 32. Why did the spies return after only 40 days? Doesn't it take longer than that to travel through the promised land? So the question here, 32nd question right here, for this Shabbat Shalach, send Betlach Til Kalachu. 32nd question, why did the 12 return only after 40 days? And doesn't it take longer to travel through the promised land? Well, Elohim foresaw that he would punish the Bnei Yisrael 1 year for each day the spies were gone. So he helped them to return quickly, so Ha'am, the people's punishment, would be less. Question 33. Why did the Rebbanim, the scholars of Torah known as the rabbis, why did the Rebbanim say that the account of the sin, the ukri of the spies, is placed directly after the account of the sin of Miriam? So the scholars of Torah and reasoning on the Torah, they ask the question of this account here of the ukri of the spies, why is it placed here within the narrative after the account, the narrative of the ukri, the sin of Miriam? Well, to tell us, to admonish us, to instruct us, to tell us that the leaders did not heed the warning, that the leaders, you can say the elders, the leaders did not heed the warning given to Yisrael against speaking Lashon Hara, Lashon tongue, Ha-the-ra'a, evil, the bad tongue, the evil tongue, the hurtful tongue, the unkind tongue, the Lashon Hara, the horrible tongue. That this tells us that the leaders of Amo Yisrael did not take heed to the warning given to Yisrael, to call Yisrael, to all of Israel, against speaking with the evil, the hurtful, the harmful, the slanderous tongue, the Lashon Hara. Question 34. Are there different Torot, different direction, instructions, Torahs, laws of sacrifice for Yehudi and non-Yehudi, for Israelite and non-Israelite in the tabernacle? No. There is one Torah for both regarding offerings made at Hamishkan, the tabernacle. As it says in Numbers chapter 15, verses 14 to 16, you and the sojourner shall be alike lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, one law and one rule and one ordinance, he say precept, shall be for you and for the stranger who sojourns, who dwells, not the stranger who doesn't dwell with I and I, but the stranger who sojourns with you. Here. Question 35. What is challah? And how does it resemble first fruits? What is challah, and how does it resemble, look alike, or it's like first fruits? Question 35. Well, challah in the Hebrew, challah is a loaf of bread, challah. And challah is created from the, quote, first of your dough, the first of your dough,
according to Torah. That was given as a contribution. In the Hebrew, the contribution, the donation, the teruma, or the up offering to HaKohanim, to the priest. Now, the sages later made a symbolic observance of this Torah, of this direction, instruction, by saying that a small portion of the dough, minimally the size of an olive, should be twisted off and burnt in an open flame. This is a custom that's called the Hafrashat Chala. Hafrashat Chala, right? The twist we see in the Sabbath, the Shabbat loaf, is meant to remind us that it was made from a batch that was first offered to Ha Elohim, to the true good, the true God, to the power, to the Almighty, according to Numbers chapter 15, verses 18 to 21. So technically speaking, the piece of dough that is separated, right, is called challah, though most people use the word to refer to the bread on the Shabbat table, the bread on the Shabbat Shulchan as well. So technically speaking, it's the piece of dough that is separated, right, the hafrashat challah, that is called challah, though most people use the word challah to refer to the bread that's on the Shabbat Shulchan, the Shulchan, the table for the Shabbat as well. Here, next question. Question 36. What is the punishment for deliberately, we can say with malice aforethought, or deliberately defying HaTorah, the Torah of HaShabbat, the direction instruction of Shabbat? Well, according to this sabbatical study, death by stoning slash cursing, death by stoning. So what we did call cursing, right? The word for cursing also in the archaic Hebrew implies stoning. So original stoning was cursing, right? So basically by cursing or stoning to death. Question 37. What are tzitzit? What are tzitzit? Tzitzit. And why did Ha'el Ha'el, the Almighty, command it? What are tzitzit or tzitzit? And why did Jah command it? Question 37. The tzitzit are specially knotted, quote, fringes, end quote, or tassels that are worn on the four corners of the bigadim, the garments. Today, they are traditionally placed on the corners of a talit. What is a talit? The talit is the prayer shawl. And the talit katan is the undershirt. So today, nowadays, by tradition, the tzitzit is placed on the four corners of the talit, which is the prayer shawl, and the undershirt that is known as the talit katan. The four corners are said to represent the four expressions in HaTorah of redemption. Also, when we look at it within the Hebrew, it uses the word kanaf, right? The kanaf, right? Like in Amharic, the kinf, right? The wing, the four wings. So here, the four corners or the four wings are considered to represent the four expressions in HaTorah of redemption. Namely, I will take you out, one. Two, I will save you. Three, I will redeem you. And four, I will take you as my own. What are the four expressions of redemption? I will take you out. I will save you. I will redeem you. And I will take you as my own. The tzitzit were commanded as a reminder not to sin, not to uck up, not to miss the mark, as did the spies, as did the 10 spies, the 10 scouts, the 10 tourists, the 10 spies that told lies. Question 38. What happens when someone cries and complains for no good reason? What happens when someone cries and complains for no good reason? Question 38. Well, according to the sages, Hael, the Almighty, will give them a real reason to cry. Almost remind me of, you know, the good parents, the fathers and mothers, the good patriarchs and matriarchs. You want to cry? I'll give you a reason to cry. Well, according to the sages of Torah, what happens to somebody who cries and complains for no good reason? Well, Hael, the Almighty, Jah, will give them a real reason to cry. Being of a good cheer invites baraka, invites prosperity increase from Shemayim, from the heavens, from the place of the celestial waters. Question 39. What did Moshe, the head of the fraternal order of the Israelites, what did Moshe mean when he told the spies, when he told the scouts, when he told the 12 tourists to, quote, check if there is a tree, check if there's a tree in the land, check if there's a tree in the land? What did Moshe mean when he told the spies to check if there's a tree in the land? Al-Tzadik, somebody say Zadik, right? Zadok, right? Tzadik, right, is a righteous man is a Tzadik. A Tzadik is compared to a tree. Did you know, Hebraically, a Tzadik, right, a Zadik is compared to a tree. So, Moses wondered if there was someone there whose merit would protect the inhabitants, if there was a tzaddik and the tzaddikim, whether that there was righteous men them in the land, since the tzaddik, the righteous man, is compared to a tree. What's interesting here is that Moses wondering whether someone was there whose merit would protect the inhabitants. Let's recall, even 40 years later, with Rahab, Hazona, although the scripts call her a harlot, she was more faithful, right, than all of the 10 spies, right, that told lies. Question 40 questions right here. Question 40, why was Caleb given Hebron? Why was Caleb given Hebron as his inheritance, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 36, and Shoftim and Judges chapter 1, verse 20. Why was Caleb given Hebron as his inheritance? Well, because he went to the cave of Machpelah. It is said he went to the cave of Machpelah, where the ancestors, right, the Hebrew ancestors, were buried during the spying mission, during the scouting mission, to pray for strength. And this is from one of the Midrash teachings, Sota 24 and B. So here, 40 questions, the 40 questions for this 37th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Here, looking at the time right here, there was a couple other points. Hopefully we have an option to reason on, to share these word sounds with the Chavarim, with a diligent Talmudim. Do a metaphysical study, Talmudim, fellow disciples, on Paran, the place known as Paran, compared vis-a-vis with Kadesh. Because it went from Paran to Kadesh. These are spots and places. Also, we have 42, number 42, and the 42 campments. So I'd like to follow up more on that and also look a bit more on Rahab. And once again, to emphasize that Rahab in the narrative in Joshua, right, Rahab, called Rahab the harlot, right, is different than Rahab, right, Rahab. In the Hebrew, one is Rahab, and the other is Rahab. Rahab and Rahab, two totally different. The Rahab that we find in Psalm 87 and Psalm 89 and Isaiah Yeshaya 51 is a metaphorical name actually referring to Mitzrayim or Kemet. But here for a couple of moments we have right here, we just touch on a few of the discussion topics, the reasoning topics. In the Haftarah portion for Shelach, right, we have Joshua chapter 2, verses 1 to 24. Yehoshua, right, Joshua, Iyasu, Yehoshua, he sends out spies to the city of Jericho. It's actually Jericho, Yerach, Yereach is the moon. So Jericho actually means a city of the moon, right? And their mission, notice that their mission in the time of Yehoshua, their mission was successful. Now, identify some of the differences. It's important for us to look at the differences between the spies that Yehoshua, Joshua sent out, right, in the book of Joshua, chapter 2, verses 1 to 24, and the unsuccessful spying and touring mission in the Midbar. So identify some of the differences between Joshua, Yehoshua's two spies, and the 12 spies that Moses sent. And also, Micaiah discuss how Rahab, Hazonah, Rahab, the harlot, how her faith contrasts with the unbelief, right, the lack of credit, the discrediting, the unadmittance of the Bnei Yisrael, of the Exodus generation, the old heads that Jah brought out of Mitzrayim, out of Kemet, but was not pleased with them and therefore didn't bring them into his rest. Next topic of discussion right here is after the sin, the uckery of the Egel Maseka, or the molten calf, falsely called the golden calf, Moshe, he presented arguments to dissuade Elohim from destroying the Bnei Yisrael. We can check Exodus chapter 32, verses 11 to 13. Therefore, one of the reasonings here, when we seat up, right, together, come make a reason, is to compare these arguments, these Torah, these lawful, these legal, these Torah arguments, with the ones he offered after the sin, the chet, the missing the mark, the uckery, the falling short of the spies, mainly the 10 spies in Numbers chapter 14, verses 13 to 19. Next, in Numbers chapter 14, verse 22, Elohim said that, quote, none of the men who tested me, who tested I these 10 times, none of the man them that tested I these 10 times would be allowed to enter the promised land. Can you and I find the 10 instances? Can you find the 10 instances in HaTorah that the men might have tested, the men them of Israel had tested Jehovah? Can you find the 10 instances? Next question here. When the people repent of their unbelief, their discredit, and confess their uckery, their falling short, their lack, they attempted to take possession of the land, do it their own way. Even after Elohim gave his judgment, his sentence and his judgment upon that generation, do you think that Elohim finally reached his limit and there is no way to repair wrong? You think this is what this tells us? Let's discuss how being forgiven for a sin, a chet, missing the mark, falling short, does not remove the consequences of that sin, of that uckery. So let's reason on how being forgiven for an uckery, a sin, does not remove the consequences of that sin, of that uckery. Next. According to Midrash Rabbah, even those Israelites who disagreed with the majority report of the spies were decreed to die by Midbar. And even the children of that generation were forced to suffer for the mistakes of their parents. So come make a reason on this here. Does I and I agree with the idea of being silent? The voice of justice matters. Do you agree with the idea of being silent or passive, PC, in the face of evil? Do you agree that that makes you culpable and complicit with the evil? Next, Let's discuss what it means to, quote, walk by faith, emunah, admittance, credit, and not by sight. On the other hand, let's discuss and reason how unbelief or discredit or lack of admittance is a form of spiritual blindness. Next one. Some of the sages have said that Elohim did not want the Exodus generation to take possession of the land because they were not spiritually, they were not iritically, spiritually ready. So let's discuss how we grow in faith, in the admittance and credit. How can we grow I credit rating in Jasai so that we be enabled to experience the deeper levels and the higher heights of Hailahim, of Elohim's promises, of Jehovah's promises. Lastly, but not leastly here, come, make a reason on this. Unlike Moshe, Moses, who gave HaTorah, John's direction, instruction, and led the faithless back into the Midbar, the desert, Yehoshua, Joshua is a type of HaMoshiach, of the Messiah, who was able to lead Ha'am into the promised land. So here, make a reason, discuss how Robeinu Yeshua, Ayinai Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings Christ, Jesus Christos, how Yeshua HaNotri, Yeshua HaMoshiach, fulfills the promise, the yea and amen of Moshe, by truly and duly bringing Ayinai into Ha'el, Ha'el's, the Almighty's inheritance as Amo, as his people, as Jah people. So here, brothers and sisters and brothers, full of fullness here, right? We have Korach. Korah coming forward, Numbers chapter 16, verses 1 to Numbers chapter 18, verse 32, right here. And here's an outro, so that will play it after the end of the first part, after the Shabbat podcast, right here. Word of Baraka, may Jah bless the eye, keep the eye, cause his face his grace to shine on the eye, give the eye Yeshua, Shalom, in the head, the hearts, and the home, life, strength, and health in the King of Kings Christ, Bashem Yeshua HaMashiach. Yes, I, Erastafari. Here, that's an outro right here, since the Israelites right here are trotting, and I trotting from Sinai, from Sinai to Har Zion, to Mount Zion. Here. Here we have Nazio Fontaine right here with his tune right here. We are trotting. I are trotting. Make I try. Yahweh, truth and life of the King of Kings Christ. Shalom, Habarim. Shalom. Yes, I Shabuah Tov. Lehitarot. Till we meet again on the end and the irate, keep trotting. Yahweh, truth and life.
Hallelujah, Brenda, this is a nation. From Georgia children, we are trodden. From milk we trod to Ethiopia.
Step